After the July 7th bombings, British officials admitted they had changed their rules for the use of deadly force. They said police are now expected to shoot for the head to stop a suicide bomber. That rule led to the accidental shooting of a Brazilian immigrant. In this country, police have been examining their own tactics as they prepare for the possibility of similar attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
American police have been out in force since the July 7th attacks. They've been patrolling transit systems using bomb-sniffing dogs to check out unattended bags. But explosives experts like Sergeant Jim Hansen of the Seattle Police Department's Arson Bomb Squad say this isn't really a new problem.
We in the bomb squad community have been aware of it for a long time.
As a member of the National Bomb Squad Commander's Advisory Board, Sergeant Hansen is helping to develop new protocols to follow if a suicide bomber does show up. Hansen says some advice is pretty clear-cut.
We do tell our officers that if you suspect that a person is wearing a body bomb, you should not shoot into the bomb.
Because it might set off the explosive. Just days ago, a British police official criticized the use of a taser to subdue a bomb suspect for the same reason. But Sergeant Jim Hansen says many rules go out the window when real situations come up. Seattle police got a test case in June. A man entered the Seattle Federal Courthouse with a grenade in his hand and a backpack on his chest. Negotiations went nowhere. Hansen says when the man made a threatening move, officers shot him dead because that's what this particular situation called for.
Officers were at great risk if it was a live grenade and the guy decided to throw it towards them, whereas if he was stopped where he was at, they were in a much better position to be protected from the fragmentation effects and overpressure of the grenade.
The grenade turned out to be inactive. The backpack contained a cutting board. The shoot-to-kill order may have been a shift in tactics for the London Metropolitan Police, but James Pascoe, president of the National Fraternal Order of Police, says in this country, deadly force means just that.
There's no such thing as shoot to wound or shoot to cripple. You shoot to kill, particularly with so many criminals using body armor, that the headshot is preferable to what's referred to as a center mass shot, which used to be what was taught in most police academies.
The hard question is when to shoot. It's difficult to prepare for that question in a country where most cops will never face a bomber. That's why, for the past couple of years, the Anti-Defamation League has sponsored officer exchange programs with Israel, where such attacks have been all too common. The ADL has brought in Israeli officers like Brigadier General Dov Lutsky, in charge of security for part of northern Israel.
And I've been to Washington and Atlanta and San Diego and San Francisco.
Lutsky says his officers had to learn through their own mistakes, like the time they jumped on top of a suspected suicide bomber. It turned out to be the wrong move. The bomber pressed the trigger. Luckily, the bomb failed to explode.
And we learned from that incident that once you have this kind of suspicion, you have to deal with him from far away, as far away as you can.
Lutsky says his forces have never killed the wrong person, as British police did last month. But as a commander, he says the most important thing is to support the troops, whatever they decide to do.
You cannot tell him, well, if it turns out to be a bomber, then you will be decorated. And if he's not a bomber, we will throw you out of the force.
That kind of support may make it just a little bit easier to make the difficult decision of when to shoot. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.